Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of BS Drunk Movie Reviews. This is a weekly podcast, and we do upload the video version of this to our YouTube channel, so you can check us out there. Make sure to like and subscribe, all that good stuff. My name is Matt, and as always, I'm being joined by my co-pilot and sister on this little podcast journey, my sister Veta.
Hi, guys.
And on this episode, well, this month, our theme, we're bringing back the double feature where we do a movie and its remake. So for this week, we are doing Flatliners, the one from the 90s and the one from 2017. Now, before we get started, you guys, I am going to ask my co-host the most important question of the night, and that is, Veta, what are you drinking?
I am doing the Flatliners shot.
Nice.
Yes. It has some stuff in it. I gotta pull up the recipe. I'm old. Sambuca, tequila, some it asks for hot sauce, but hot sauce lately gives me heartburn. So I added some Bailey's and cream.
Right on.
That's why it's a little colory. So we'll see. I don't know how that's gonna taste with everything else, isn't it? I think it'll be fine.
So mine is a little bit like what you just mentioned. Mine is called the Flatliner.
Nice.
And
oh, yours looks like mine.
That's exactly what I'm saying. So this is vodka, Kahlua, Bailey's, because it's so creamy and delicious. Mm-hmm. And then it asks for either a shot of espresso or some cold brew coffee, which I have to admit, I'm not a huge fan of coffee in my alcoholic beverages. I just don't like it. So, but this is just okay. It's not my favorite, but... it's not bad to where I wouldn't drink it again. It's just not, it's a little, maybe I'd tone it down on like, say, the Kahlua or the
Yeah,
vodka.
I made, so last week for the movie we did, I drank a prom night.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I made another version. I didn't have exactly everything
Right
that was
on.
supposed to go in it. So I made like a little mixture as my backup since I'm
Yeah,
doing just
sometimes.
a
Yeah,
shot.
some, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Shots, shots, shots. Okay. So let's talk about, okay, so real quick, Veta, had you seen both of the Flatliner movies?
Nope. I had
No.
seen the 90s when, years ago, I remember loving it. I have feelings about it now.
I'm in the same boat.
I had not seen the new one. And the new one wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
What? Okay.
But it was
Okay.
still bad. I'm just
Yeah,
saying it
gotcha.
wasn't as bad. I'm very jaded when it comes to these double features we're doing, because the newer one almost always, minus When a Star is Born, almost always the new one is just a fucking shit show.
I
This
mean,
one, not
true,
a
true,
complete
true,
shit
true,
show,
true.
just
Right on.
partial.
Okay. Well, I do have some nice things to say about the second Flatliners. Okay. So before we get started, you guys, okay, Flatliners, both of them are pretty much about medical students who kill themselves to get, you know, in touch with death so that way
Yeah,
they
there's
can.
like a couple of them in each movie that are obsessed with death.
Yes. And we'll talk
So
about
they kind
that.
of convince everybody else to jump on the
Yeah.
bandwagon for science and medical reasons.
Right on. Now, I want to, can we just real quick talk about the 90s one first?
Oh, can I
Because
say
I
I
have.
love the cast of the 90s?
Me too. They
Oh
got
my
some hottie
God,
patotties
best
in there.
cast. So good. They've got Julia Roberts.
Yeah,
Back when she
Kevin.
had the full head of curly, beautiful
Yeah, yeah,
hair.
yeah. And then they got Kevin
Kevin
Bacon.
Bacon, six
Yeah, the
degrees of
bean.
separation. You can connect everybody to
Yes.
Kevin.
And then they got Kiefer Sutherland. Love
Oh,
Kiefer
love
Sutherland.
him. Lost Boys, hot tea.
Yes.
Oh.
And then they got William Baldwin, which, as I like to call him, AliExpress Baldwin.
Oh, he's one
So,
of the better Baldwins. Come on.
I mean, I guess so. He
Alec
was
Baldwin's
hot.
too, he's a little chubby. You know, you gotta like that little extra junk in
Yep.
the trunk if you
I
go
mean,
for
I guess
Alec.
so. I guess so. And then they got Oliver Platt, who I just loved in this movie because all he
Oh.
did was bitch and moan the whole time. Like, we're gonna get expelled. And I'm all like,
Yep.
you're like a 40-year-old student.
But
Calm
there's
it
one in the
down.
second one. Like, that's the nice thing about the
That is
second one.
true.
These ones like watched it and mimic. Like the second ones were like, oh, I gotta watch this one and see what's my character.
Yeah, so okay, so I have things to say about the 90s. I have things to say about the 17 one or whatever. Okay. So my first thing is right off the bat, Okay, what's with all the fucking statues and that college that they go to? I mean, it's so like dark and gloomy. Like when Kevin Bacon is rolling down that hospital highway or hallway at the beginning, I'm like, where are they right now? Is this
I
an
thought we were in
insane asylum?
like an asylum.
That's what I thought. I was like, I don't remember this. And then he's like, we got to cut into him. He's like, I'll do it. I'm like, the nurse? Is he a nurse? And then later on, I was like, oh, he's not a nurse. Okay. And so, okay, so Kiefer Sutherland, the first thing we get this like almost like this drone shot of coming in on him, and he's watching the sunrise, and he goes, today's a good day to die. And I was like, is it? And then
He says
later
it every day.
and then a couple scenes later, he's like, I don't want to die. And I'm like, but you said today was a good day to die. Make up
Yeah,
your
that's when they're
mind, fucker.
flatlining him. And then at the very end, when he does almost die, he says, this was not a good day to die.
So I was like, Kiefer, already your story isn't
Make up your
tracking.
mind. Yeah.
Okay,
You're a
one
little
other thing.
wishy-washy here, buddy.
Yeah, one other thing that I wrote down, right? So when Kevin Bacon, he cuts into a patient, he's not a full-on doctor yet. He
Gets
gets
suspended.
suspended, right? So I don't know if you thought this, but there's one scene where he's leaving school, right? And he propels from his dorm. Was
He's
that
got
his
the
dorm?
full rock
Yeah.
climbing
And
gear. Oh,
I'm all like, were the stairs too much? I'm like,
there someone guarding the door? Like,
that's
you
what I'm
need a pass to
yeah
leave
I'm
the
all like
building?
yeah I'm all like why would you like me and my wife both were just like, why did he propel from that window? Why didn't he just go out the front door into his army truck? I was like, this is the craziest vehicle I've ever seen for a college
Straight
student.
out of MASH. It's
Yeah. Oh my God, right? As soon as they did that, I was just like, what's going on? I was like, I already love Kevin Bacon's character. I already love him. He's so weird. And he's like, and all of them are like, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And Kiefer's all like, man, you said you would do it. And they're like, I'm not doing it. It's so
And then
stupid.
Kevin Bacon walks in and like, bitches, I got
Yeah,
this.
he's like, I've got this and everything.
Because he's already been suspended. What's the worst thing they do to him at
Exactly,
this point?
exactly. Yeah. And Julia Roberts, I love how she is in the like hospital wing or whatever, and
I
she's
think it's
talking.
like the wing of like people who have like, it's like the recovery ward. Like,
Yeah. So I love how she's in that little thing talking to like all these people about death. She's like,
because
and did
they've
you see?
all died and been brought
Yeah,
back.
did you see a bright light and everything? I was like, Julia, yeah, you're a doctor. This is not science right here. Okay, I'm sorry.
And the
Listen.
only one that's agreeing with her is the suicide patient.
Yeah.
Everybody else is
So.
like, that's not what it was like for me. And the suicide patient's like, that was so amazing. That's exactly what it was like.
Yeah, she was hopped up on the meds and everything.
Right?
Oh, and I wrote this down. Okay, Kiefer Sutherland, his apartment. Was he already a doctor in this movie? Because his
Right?
apartment
Is.
was so fucking lush and everything. It's like all white, and I'm all like, this is like a 4-bedroom
But he's
apartment,
got
like.
minimal furniture. So he's
Oh
like a
yeah. I mean, that's
minimalist.
minimalist, yeah, in a big ass
He's got one
apartment.
set of silverware,
He's
one
like,
coffee cup, one cup.
this
Did
is the
you see
guest
when his
room.
shirts were lined
I
up?
didn't. I don't remember. I mean, I
Oh,
did see it because I watched
later
him.
on it shows his shirts and they're all lined up. It's like what's that Enemy of the State movie that Julia Roberts did where her husband measured everything? I swear to God, that's what his rack of shirts looked like. It wasn't even a closet. It was literally like a store rack in the middle of the apartment.
Right on. Okay, so when Kiefer, so I want to talk about when they all flatline, right? So they all flatline, okay? So Kiefer Sutherland sees the fact that he totally murdered a child,
He sees the past.
the past and everything. Julia Roberts sees the death of her dad, and Kevin Bacon, flies over mountains and shit, and then he finally, reconciles, sees a girl that he picked on, like in grade school or whatever. And then Billy Baldwin, he just sees all these girls that he fucked and everything.
Yeah,
I'm just like,
he's a perv for
yeah.
sure.
Which he was recording those women, and I'm just like, you're just recording your back. This is not hot.
Yeah.
This is not how you
And
watching these.
he's winking at himself.
Yeah, which I was like, what's going on here? Like the only reason you would do that is to like later on be like, yeah, I'm so hot and
Right?
everything. I'm
That's what
like,
I'm like. Is he like talking to himself later, like watching,
yeah,
going,
but
you
he's
slut,
jerking.
look
Yeah,
at
but he's
you. Oh,
jerking
yeah,
off and
winking
everything.
back at himself.
And he's got like a fiance, and I love how she shows up and she sees all his tapes, and she's all like, and he's all like, she's like, you know, I could handle the the cheating, but I can't handle the fact that you didn't respect all those women. I'm like, yeah, I'd be upset about the cheating.
But if he cheated, he doesn't respect you.
Yeah, I would just, who cares about
the other women?
Yeah, it was just like he put his boner in somebody. I'd be pissed if I were you and everything. But she's just like, I just can't be with you because you don't respect those women. I'm like, fuck those women. What about you, honey? I did, and I liked how when Kiefer Sutherland called at the beginning and he was all like, don't forget the camera. And the girls are like, what camera? It's like, bitch, the camera in the other room. What are you talking about? What camera? Get out of here. Like, come on. I also did like you said, when Kevin Bacon bursts in, he's like, get the fuck out of the way. I got this, you amateurs and everything. And I'm all like, yeah, because they really didn't have it by the time you walked in.
Like, they were going to let good old Kiefer just croak. No big deal. They didn't know what to do.
So, okay. Now, can we talk about the flatlining in the 2017 movie?
Yeah. So,
okay.
Elliot Page, who at the time was Ellen Page during this movie.
Yeah. Courtney. Let's just call her Courtney.
Okay. Courtney is obsessed with her sister's death because she was driving the car, which.
And we don't texting get, they tell or us, she was like looking at her phone. And I'm all like, honey, focus.
So, in the first one, we don't find out why everyone's flatlining till way later in the movie.
Right.
But in this second one, we find out immediately because it starts off right away with Courtney and everything. I don't remember the other people's names.
Yeah, the hot guy, the blonde, his name is Jamie.
Yeah.
And he got a girl pregnant.
Yes.
And he was going to take her to the abortion to get an abortion. And then he bailed on her. Yeah, he's like, fuck this noise.
And then the other girl showed Sophia. In high school, the girl that was going to beat her out for valedictorian. She hacked her computer or got on her computer or something and posted all of her nudes to the entire school.
Yes.
And then
Marlo.
Marlo.
Love that.
Killed a patient because she didn't take the correct patient history.
Yeah.
And Silas died.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And their guy that doesn't get involved but keeps telling him this is a horrible idea and saves their ass is Ray. Yes.
Yeah. Diego
Which
Luna.
Is Oliver Pratt's character in the first one.
Yes. Okay. So back to the 90s one, because I just wanted to talk about that real quick so we can get it out of the way. Okay. So, So this is the one thing that I didn't like in both movies, but I kind of like, okay, go back to the 2017 one. Okay. And I did like the very like beginning of the movie, like the first like 20 minutes or so,
because understanding of everything.
Well, yeah. And I thought they were trying
in the first one.
Yeah. Because it was like Kiefer Sutherland just wanted to be on 60 Minutes. And in this one, I thought that they were trying to do this thing because Elliot Page or Courtney, she flatlines. And then when she comes back, she's, you know, getting all this memory stuff. She can play the piano that she hasn't picked up in like 40 years or whatever. And they see all these synapses going on in her brain. And then she starts seeing stuff. So I thought it was an interesting take on the fact that maybe when you die, your brain gets all weird and it makes you see things. Mm-hmm. And it's like when you get hypnotized and somebody tells you to I've never been hypnotized either, but I'm making this up off the top of my head because we saw a movie like this, but I'm just imagining it's the same thing. When you put a needle in all the way through your hand, like when Kevin Bacon puts a needle all the way through his hand and no blood comes out because you tell him not to have blood come out. I'm thinking it's kind of like that. Like you hurt yourself or you get hurt because your mind is thinking it, right? So that's what I thought they were going to do with this movie until Courtney gets pulled across the floor. And I'm like, yeah, she can't tell her body to do that shit. She can't tell her body to do this shit at all.
See, I knew from the beginning that it was like they were opening a veil to the other side or something. And it was kind of almost like a Final Destination situation where death's like, bitch, you don't belong here. So we're going to, like in the first one. In the second one, you know, it goes way farther than the first one. In the first one, I'm like, death's trying to tell him, bitches, you don't belong here, so we're going to taunt your asses and we're going to make you realize you're stupid.
Well, they don't even explain that in the second one. They're just like, it's a demon or some shit like that. And I'm all like, is it a demon? Is that what's happening here? Okay. So one thing I did not like was like this ghost was beating the shit out of Kiefer Sutherland. I was like, I don't think this is possible, you guys.
It was him doing it to himself because of the axe part.
I mean, yeah, that's a good point, but I'm all like, I mean, I guess so, because that little kid was just beating the shit out of him. And I'm like, yeah. I'm like,
so you know
so.
What? So my thing with both of them is so this is like, and this is probably nitpicky and petty of me, but in the second one, the 2017 one, when they flatline, these bitches get up and go to parties after they flatline. They're having sex. They're having snowball fights within minutes of being flatlined. At least in the first one, when they flatline, they take them all home and tuck them into bed and tell them to rest. In
they
the
care.
Second one, they're like, bitches, I survived. Give me the dick.
Party and everything. Yeah. When that little kid was attacking Kiefer Sutherland, at one point he distracts him with like these footprints, which I'm all like, okay, whatever. And then he hits him across the face with a hockey stick, right? And he jumps on top of him and then he spits a loogie in his mouth. I was like, ugh. I was like, I'm done with this fucker. I was like, I'd be like, all right, ghosty, you want to go? Let's do this.
I'm very happy that at least us as siblings, we never did stuff like that. Like we did snake burns and slug bugs in the arm and things like that. We never like spit on each other. Because that would
right
have been
on.
A bit much. I'd have been like, ooh,
Yeah,
let me
no
throw
good,
up on
no
you
good.
now.
Right on. And so I did, I don't know what I was going to say there. I liked, okay, so the 90s one, I don't, so Kiefer Sutherland, right? Okay, so he kills this kid. I'm sorry. They were like, you were a kid. You didn't know what you're doing. I was like, no, he killed that child. Like they chased him up a tree and then they threw rocks at
him. Where were
they
getting the rocks from?
I mean,
they're
I'm
in
assuming
a
the
field.
ground.
But
Like, I
they're
don't
in a
fucking,
field.
what do, I don't know. Those sequences look like they were filmed by Tim Burton, okay? I don't know what was going on there. It was a weird, like, music video type set. I was just like, I don't know what's happening here on this set. It's weird. But I was just like, I'm here for it. Because, and then like when he goes in the end, when he flatlines and he goes back to face, the naughty kid, which I don't remember what his name was off
Billy.
The top of my head. Yeah. Billy. No, Billy.
Billy Masterson.
Billy
Monahan.
Mahoney. 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 Mahoney.
God, you're so great with names.
Billy Mahoney.
I
don't fuck off. And so I loved how he's like, Billy's just all like, hey man, it's okay. You killed me. I'm going to go off to heaven. You go back to earth and everything. I'm like,
no,
no,
Billy
no.
Chucks that fucking
Yeah. I was like, fuck that noise. Billy, kill him. Kill Kiefer. There's no lost boys in his future.
Right? Billy picks up that rock and it's like tossing in his hand and just chucks it.
Yeah. I'm all like, no. I'm like, no, 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 no. I'm like,
he's like, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. And then I love how Julia Roberts, when she flatlines for the final time and she's like talking to her dad, and she's like, daddy and everything. And he's like, I'm sorry, princess or whatever. And I'm all like, what? I'm like, your mom was a mean mom. She's like, this is all your fault and everything. I was like,
wait, is it
what?
Really, mom? Because you were letting him do crack in the
In the
bathroom.
bath. Yeah, exactly. I'm all
And
like,
she's not supposed to go into the bathroom?
I know. Yeah, right. I'm all like, stop it. Stop it. I did like how Kevin Bacon, his whole thing was just he had to apologize for bullying a girl in grade school. I'm all like, oh, if it was only that simple to get rid of our demons.
But that's also
And then,
with the girl in the second one, you know, for sending the
true,
nudes.
true,
She just
true,
went and
true.
apologized. And the girl was like, it's fine. I've moved on. You're forgiven.
Yeah,
You know?
yeah. And then I did, and then Billy Baldwin, his whole thing was just he lost his fiance. Like, that was his punishment. Like, there's no reconciling with the bitches that he recorded secretly.
No.
And everything. He just gets
Can
his
I
own
just
personal
end?
porn
Could you
hub.
imagine he knocks on their door? Hi, I just want to apologize for recording you during sex. You recorded me during sex. What the, you know, that just.
Yeah, exactly. I will
they're
say
not Kim Kardashian, okay?
Right on, exactly. I will say that in the second one, that the ghosts do kill Courtney, which I was all like, interesting. I didn't think they would actually like kill her and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then because they just
and
like
the Margot chick, is that her name?
Marlo.
She almost kills herself.
Yeah.
But the Ray guy, is that his name? Ray? Ronald? Ray?
Sure.
He saves her because he figures out what she's going to do.
Yeah,
Kind of
Ray.
the same as Kiefer Sutherland's. He tries to kill himself in the same way. but everybody figures it out and saves him.
Yeah. And then I also, which by the way, when Kevin Bacon goes back to, when Kevin Bacon goes back to the girl that, to apologize for bullying her and everything, that scene took so much longer than it needed to. Like, I was just like, can you, like, and she's, and I love how she just, she goes, not that ugly girl anymore. And I'm like, you're right. You're an ugly woman now with a big ass garden and everything. Great. Good for you.
Don't bully her for her hobbies or her job. She's a what do they call those? Horticulturist?
Sure, whatever. I don't care. And then I also I just and I love how the that Kiefer Sutherland, he's like, I can't make up with the kid that I he's and he takes he's like this is a graveyard, you know, whatever Kiefer Sutherland's character's name is. This is a graveyard. I'm like, no shit, Sherlock. You what gave it away? All the tombstones. And then he goes to Billy Mahoney's tombstone. It is the biggest fucking tombstone I've ever seen in my time. It's like the Voldemort tombstone and everything. I'm all like, what is...
Like I'm he all, has to kneel down to exactly, speak to Billy's name.
Exactly. I'm all like, who... Exactly. Who were Billy's parents that they could afford this fucking monument of a tombstone? Like, it was crazy.
At that point, if you're going to put one that big, you might as well just go with a mausoleum. I mean.
Right on. So yeah, so I did, I was all like, that's crazy. And then also when in the second one, when Courtney dies, when she falls off that like little balcony thing here, thank you. I love how actors, and I can't do it now because I'm sitting down, but I love how all of them think that when people fall off buildings, all they got to do is just lay there, but they just have to bend a leg. Like they just have to bend a leg.
Backwards.
Yeah. And I'm all like, no, I'm all like, you guys, come on.
That's a natural bend. When you fall off a building and land, it is a very unnatural it's,
yeah, exactly. I did, by the way, I did like that Kiefer Sutherland came back for the sequel, even though he was not the same person. I was like, see, missed opportunity, you guys, because it would have been great if he was all like, you guys, I did the same thing. Turn back, Sarah, turn back and everything. But no.
I thought the same thing. I always think that's a missed opportunity. If you're going to give them a cameo, let them be their full character.
Exactly. So I did also when Courtney, she starts flirting with the hot guy. What's his name?
Jamie.
Yeah. And she's like, hey, you want to come and, you know, do something with me tonight in the, you know, the old classroom or whatever the fuck she says. I can't remember. And he thinks she's flirting and really she's just tricking him to come and like die. But yeah, I like, and you know what I loved how in both, I think it was in both movies, how each person was like, I want to go under for a minute, 20, 3 minutes. But I was like, you guys, I'm pretty sure you're going to be pretty much brain dead after like 5 minutes. What?
They brought Kiefer Sutherland back after 9 minutes.
And he was totally fine, which I was just like, I'm
had a sense of humor and everything and told Kevin Bacon that today was not a good day to die.
Exactly. And I'm just like, it may not be a good day to die, but maybe it's a good day for brain damage. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm surprised nobody in either one of these movies was a potato at the end of it. Like, I was just like, this
wouldn't have been very entertaining.
Yeah. I didn't like how Jamie lived on a boat. I was like, ugh, I'd never live on a boat.
No, that's weird.
And also, his ghost stabbed him in the hand, like hardcore. I was like, shit.
Yeah, the second movie's ghosts are way more aggressive than the first movie. Because even when the kid had the pickaxe to Kiefer Sutherland, in Kiefer Sutherland's like vision, the kid sticks the pickaxe and it picks that elbow in his eye. But in real life, he was just holding it above his own eye. Not in the second one. In the second one, if your ghost stabs you, they stab you.
Yeah, they stab you. So I was just like, this is just crazy bones, in my opinion. But I did like kind of enjoy it a little bit. But, you know, there was one. Hold on. I'm sorry. I'm looking through my notes and everything. I already mentioned all their school that they went to. I'm all like, what kind of school was this? Because it was just crazy bones.
Yeah, because you don't really see much in the second one of the school. You only see that one like conference room where they're having like their class going over there. And I don't even think it's in a school. I think it's in the hospital and they're going over like their cases and stuff. Where in the first one, they're still going to classes and dissecting corpses.
Yeah. Like, well, I like how in the first one, you remember at the scene, the very like beginning of the movie, and they cut into that foot. They cut into the foot with the thing, which I did not like that at all.
Nope.
And I love how they're cutting into people, and then the teacher comes in. She's like, "This is going to be a scaled grading," I think she says, or something like that. And she's
five
like,
A's, something, something,
and then
the rest of it, D's and F's.
And I'm all like, I don't like your grading system. This sucks. I'm all like, what if everybody in that class is extraordinary? Like, it's like, who do you give? I've seen this happen in shows before and in TV and movies and stuff where they do this kind of grading system. But I'm all like,
this
is
in real life.
That is so stupid. That's the worst grading system. Whoever does that is a big freaking moron.
It's
literally so
called grading on a scale.
Well, I don't like it. And I would never send my children to a school that was grading on a scale. What the fuck is that? Stupid. That's what that is. Okay. The second one, I did like how the ghost with the Naomi, is that her name? Sophia. No, Sophia.
Sophia.
I did like how the ghost was all like, sent her that text, like, I can't believe you sent him that. And then just sent the funniest like porn tape of her just going, ah, and everything. Like, I'm just like, what is the ghosts don't know how to film like clips of porn.
They're not good at this.
They're not good at editing, you know, because it was just like, I laughed so hard when that text came. Yeah, it was like, I mean, granted, it was from the sex scene before when she slept with Jamie, but it was just so funny, like, because it was just like, I was just like, I just wanted to get like maybe some techno music, like, like she's like, and everything. I was just like, what is this? Like, there's no titty showing. It's just her just like convulsing and everything.
She could have been having a seizure for all we know.
Yeah. So, and I liked how, but I did like, one thing that scared that I thought was, scary was when, Sophia gets on that elevator and then it starts like, go, did it go down or up? I think
no,
it went down.
Up.
Yeah.
No,
up.
It went up.
All I know is I do not like elevators. So I was freaking out. I was like,
she was living like a nightmare that I have repeatedly. And I know it's like a common dream people have. And it's some meeting where you're like, riding in an elevator that's going up and it's not stopping in time and you're getting closer and closer to being compacted. Dude, I was seriously scared. I had total second hand fear for her. I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Stop. Stop.
Right on. Yeah. I also did like how Jamie shows up to the one girl that didn't get an abortion and she's got a kid and he's all like, and he's like smiling. He's all like, wait, what? What's this? What's this
Like
right here?
Trying not to act shocked. He's like,
right? And he's like, and then he's all like, I want to be in your life and everything. And then,
which is what saves him.
Yeah, exactly. That's
because
what
he
saves
takes
him.
Responsibility and wants to be a dad. So
Yeah.
the ghosts are like, you're not guilty anymore. You're making amends. Live your life.
Yeah. And, and I just, I, even though I didn't like the movie, but Marlo, she ends up, you know, confessing or whatever, and she just gets suspended for 6 months. Was it 6 months? I don't
Yes,
remember.
it's like a semester. She can't practice in the hospital for like a semester, which is the same thing Kevin Bacon got at the beginning.
Yeah. So, yeah. Overall,
Courtney dies.
Yeah, Courtney dies.
Sophia, nothing really happens to her because she made amends by apologizing for being a bully. Same thing in the other movie, Kiefer Sutherland, nothing really happens to him. Everybody else apologizes and makes amends and comes to terms with it. And Kevin Bacon's still suspended for a semester for a medical mistake he made while on duty.
Yeah,
Just
but he
like
saved that woman's
Marlo.
life, I think.
Yeah, Marlo didn't save Silas's life. She killed
Yeah,
Silas.
he for sure died. Yeah, he for sure died. Which, but I'm all like, at the same time, I'm all like, that happens in real life. You get suspended because you made a, you know, I don't know.
Well, it
I
all
don't know.
depends, I suppose. I mean, I
Yeah, it
think
all
so
depends
until
on.
they figure out if there's going to be a malpractice
Yeah,
lawsuit.
right. By the way, we are not medical experts. You guys do not
Right?
take
We
any
are
medical advice.
not. We know nothing.
We know nothing. All right. So I'm going to wrap this thing up. But before I do, Veta, I just want to say, ask you, which one did you like more?
I liked the first one more, but in my memory, I liked it way more than I really did.
I'm in the
But
same
I
boat.
still liked it more than the newer
Yes.
2017 version.
Would you recommend the first Flatliners for people to watch?
I would, but I'd also put the disclaimer of it did not stand the test of time. You can totally tell this was a early 90s movie. I mean,
oh,
the
yeah,
hairstyles, the clothes,
yeah.
The way, I mean, even the filming of it's a little grainy type of situation. It, even the intro with the little Statue of Liberty chick, you're like, oh, that's old as fuck.
Yeah, and they all wore like oversized trench coats, and you're like, yes, what's going on here? What are you guys doing? What are you, are you all homeless? Like, what's going on?
Well, that was a thing in the early
90s. That was a thing. I mean, it wasn't a thing for me, but
me either. I can't wear long coats. I'm too short. It just emphasizes how short.
Yeah,
I
exactly. There are so many coats that I would have bought if I was taller, but I'm just not tall enough to wear them. Okay. The 2017, would you suggest them?
No.
I
wouldn't.
Okay.
I mean, unless you were doing like we did and you were comparing the two, because honestly, it's the only thing that's really different between these two movies besides the actors and actresses is the ghosts are more aggressive.
Right on.
But
I
it's not any better. And it's like I said, this, some things are dumb. Like they're up and partying and having sex and drinking and doing whatever within minutes of being brought back to life. At least in the first one, they take a day off and get some rest.
Right on. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, oh, he needs some milk. All right.
Chicken soup. He's had a rough day.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the one guy, Platt, he's just talking to his little dictaphone like, we had a brush with death today. It fucking sucked. These people are crazy. And so, all right. Well, we're going to wrap it up there, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to us.
You didn't say
guys.
If you would recommend these.
I would recommend the 90s one just because it was, I just had fun watching it. Like, there was just little things that I was just like, what's going on here? This is crazy. The second one I would not recommend. It was not a good way. It was a good portion. It was not a good use of my time, in my opinion. But yeah. Okay. So thank you guys so much for listening to us on this episode. Please follow us on Twitter at BS Drunk Pod to stay updated and everything. If you do listen to us on Apple Podcast or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast needs, please leave us a 5-star review and a positive review. We would really appreciate it, you guys, and it helps us out so much monetarily wise. We'll be posting the video version of this if you, want to check that out on our YouTube channel. So be sure to check us out there and make sure to subscribe and like and all that good stuff. And that's on YouTube at BS Drunk Movie Reviews. Also, you guys, we have started a Patreon with plenty of different levels that will suit your interests and everything. The link for that will be in the description. On our Patreon, you guys, we just review franchises. We've done Jurassic Park. We've done the Bring It On series, Sex and City, Scream, Ghostbusters and everything. So make sure to check that out there and everything. But most importantly, guys, please don't forget to drink, recap, review, and repeat. Bye.
Bye, guys.